right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 458. I am your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who's about to launch a new streaming channel devoted entirely to internet gambling and completely unaffiliated with WombatGambling.com, of course, Wombat.
Check out WombatGambling.com. I can't speak so good, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't check the site out.
Right. Great. Thanks, Wombat. I worked really hard on that intro, and you had to just blow
it. I stepped on it.
Stepped on it like gross.
Yeah, like a blind man in a dog shit.
Like me, or just me walking around normally.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. Shipwreck is back.
Yay. How was it last week? Did you guys make it through?
Yeah, it was fine. I think it was short. Short, but fine.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling this week won't be much different just because there's a third person here.
What do you mean there's a third person? Oh, because Shipwreck's here. Gotcha.
What do I mean there's a third person? His name is Shipwreck. He does the show.
No, I thought there was like somebody else.
He's been doing it for years now.
I thought there was somebody in the room with you.
No.
Anyway. So, Shipwreck, where were you last week?
I went to Chicago to visit my wife's family, and then we just did Chicago-y stuff as well.
Was it a toddling town?
I have no idea what that reference is.
There's a song. It's Chicago, Chicago.
Oh, that's a lyric from that song?
Yeah. Toddling town.
That's great.
I still don't understand what he's saying there.
Toddling?
Yeah, I didn't write the song.
I guess I had a toddler with me.
There you go.
So, yeah, we did. I mean, we did like Navy Pier and the Ferris wheel.
How was their baseball stadium?
I went to both baseball stadiums.
They have two?
I went to, they have the White Sox and they have the Cubs.
Wow. Good for them.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, GP, but the city that you live in also has two.
I knew that. No, that I knew. I thought we were special. I guess we're not.
The White Sox stadium was, I thought it was pretty nice. The Wrigley, like, now that I've been there, they can go ahead and tear it down.
It's like, time.
They're renovating it, but there's not enough renovation. Like, you go in to the bathroom, and they've got those long troughs for you to pee in.
I love
in.
Those.
Okay, so you walk in, on either side of the wall, there's troughs. Like you would expect. Then there's a center divider that goes the length of this really long bathroom as well. This bathroom is so long that like it basically you go in under home plate and you get spit out like somewhere down the first baseline.
That's a long piss trough.
It's the exit. Right. So the middle one, it's got troughs on both sides of it. The middle divider does. But the middle divider is only 5 feet tall. So you stand there and you are peeing in a trough, just like making direct eye contact with the person across.
Oh, why?
Also peeing in a trough.
Right.
Because when they built it in 1912 or whatever, 5 feet high divider was high enough, I guess.
I thought you were going to say 1912 staring at someone pee was just, that was like a thing because it was
entertainment. Back then.
It was part of the national pastime.
In the days before TV and internet, it was, how you doing, kid? I'm doing swell, thank you. I watched four men pee at the Diamond this morning.
I literally could not figure out where my eyes were supposed to be going.
Wow.
Because you're peeing in a trough next to other people. Like there's no dividers or anything.
Yeah, I couldn't pee there.
Left or right, there's no dividers.
I would not be going to the bathroom there, is basically what would happen.
Who'd you see down at the trough this morning? Why, there was Big Johnson Johnson, there was Little Johnson Johnson, and then there was Mid Johnson Johnson. It was quite the Johnson Johnson.
You're really in tune with this whole era, Wombat.
Well, yeah, maybe I was just born in the wrong time.
Yeah, I'm not peeing in that. I can't do that. Nothing would come out.
No, I would just stand there.
It would just be me standing there for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have picked the middle trough if I would have thought through it. It was just there's a million people walking around and I have to pee. So I just step it up, start peeing and been like, oh, how you doing?
Right. Yeah, that's bad. I would just pretend to pee.
You may want to get that looked at.
You can't actually see that. You're just looking at the people in front of you. That part's blocked off while I'm at.
Well, there's people standing next to you.
There's people standing to the left and right of you as well.
Right. I would not. Yeah. Don't they have toilets? I would just go there.
There might have been toilets somewhere in there, I'm sure.
Or just not drink anything while I'm there. That's another possibility.
There's probably just that hole that you like stand over. I imagine that's what they have in that stadium.
And a shovel. Dirt.
Like, their mascot doesn't even go out into like the general populace area, like out to where he could see the game. He like stands underneath the stands the entire time.
It's dangerous, right?
I don't think it's dangerous. It's just there's no room for him anywhere.
I see.
But, I mean, the field itself is beautiful.
You mean like the grass? It's
the one with the ivy on the walls and everything. Right. You'd know it if you saw it.
I played the video game, so I know all about it.
Right. So, I don't know. After that, though, I went to... There's a retro video game store, like, not too far from the ballpark there.
And how is their urinal?
I don't think they had one. They didn't have one open to the public, at least.
Just a bucket.
Right. But it was a really nice, it was called People Play Games, and the way they had their store set up was like really nice.
All around, everything focused around the shit bucket, right?
Right. But it was better than most retro game stores because not only the shit bucket, but they had like the really old retro stuff, like in boxes.
Retro shit bucket.
Like. Right. Not just like NES stuff, but like you had your Intellivision games and you had your ColecoVision games and your Commodore
games. Bally Astrocade games?
They could have been there. This was the type of store where you would find them. Mm-hmm. I bought a ColecoVision.
Nice.
While I was there.
How much is a ColecoVision going for these days?
I bought one that was already pre-modded for AV Out, and that cost me $150.
That sounds like, I don't know.
It sounds like a lot to me.
Right. But it's got the, you know, it's artisanal.
Right. It's got the artisanal built in. I think you could buy a normal one for $80.
Right. Okay. All right. Good for you. Congratulations. Enjoy that.
Yeah. It was a fun. I bought some 3DO games.
I agree with him. Yeah. Enjoy that.
It's the type of store you go in when you're shopping for 3DO games.
Right. Did you buy any of those?
I did.
What'd you get?
I got Patank.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That is a game where you are the pinball.
Patank. Why didn't they call it pinball?
Because the tank or the pinball also kind of looks like a tank, I guess. I'm not sure.
How about Tank Ball? Or Ball Tank?
Any of these would be... acceptable name. They went with Patank. Mm-hmm. But I also went to a fantastic arcade when I was in Chicago.
Called?
That was kind of near Brookfield Zoo. It was called Galloping Ghost Arcade. And
I've heard of that. That's famous.
Galloping Ghost, fantastic. Is it not a college football player or something?
He was a professional football player. He probably played college before that.
I was assuming so. For the Bears, right? Did he play for the Bears, correct. I assume, in Chicago?
Yep.
Okay.
But they have like close to 450 arcade games.
Holy
Red Grange. Red Grange was the Galloping Ghost.
Who cares?
Yes.
450 arcade games.
Yeah, 450 arcade games. You pay $15.
Right.
And everything's on free play.
That's good.
Yeah,
that is
it was fantastic. All their stuff was in really good condition. I mean, they had the couple of games that were out of
how crowded like,
not
was
working.
It?
How crowded?
Yeah.
There was probably when we were there. There was probably about 30 people there.
Okay, I have a 450 games for 30 people is a pretty good ratio.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Like, is it 450 games and there's 2,000 people and you can't play anything? That would suck.
That's cool. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I wish they had more pinball. They only had like four pinball tables in there.
Right.
And one of them was Funhouse, and that happened to be like one of the 10 broken games that I saw in the whole place. But
the rolling
it was very
broken.
Cool.
The rolling eyes always break.
I picked up a print from Jim Lee, I think is his name. One of the creators of Qbert.
I saw that. That was they nice.
They had like a whole section of his artwork because he's from Chicago. I don't know if he's affiliated with the arcade or not, but they had like a whole little section where you could buy stuff that was autographed by him.
Perfect.
Yeah. It was I highly suggest Galloping Ghost Arcade. I wish it was closer. And it's not like a barcade or anything either. So it's not like you have a bunch of people in there drinking. Like people are there to play video
nerd
games.
Nerd out in the nerdiest way possible. I went to an arcade today. I went to the Cradle of Aviation.
Oh, you did that again?
Well, Esteban was here. Yeah. Lone Esteban was in town. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to go. It was on the way to the airport.
Sort of.
So we did that. And we went to Mac and Melt. He wanted mac and cheese.
Seriously, I haven't even been there.
I know. I told him that. He's like, how'd you find out about this place? I was like, oh, Wombat told me about it. And I've been here about four times, and Wombat has not been here at all. He's like, what? It was pretty good, though. He was very impressed. They don't do good mac and cheese in Japan. So he knew what he wanted, and I delivered. That they only have about 70 arcade games. And that's, I felt like they could have had more. There was definitely holes in the collection.
It's not a permanent exhibit, so.
I know. It's cool. Look, trust me. I'm glad they have it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sweet.
What they should do is put some of those around the carousel at the Nunley's carousel area.
Sure.
Like, as a promotion. If you recall, Nunley's used to be the carousel and the arcade in the same location.
Right. You ask me if I recall?
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time there.
I know. That's.
I definitely recall.
I know you. You know what? You're making this very difficult for me.
Yes, you're right. I agree. It's a great idea, and it promotes the exhibit.
Exactly.
You should work for the museum.
If they would hire me, I would.
All right. They could pay you in arcade tokens. Machines. I don't know.
Yep.
Shit buckets.
Yeah. Just be glad you're not in my house. That's all.
Why? What's going on there?
So my in-laws are here.
Okay.
Like living here for the week.
Wait, they're in your house?
Yes.
What?
They're currently living in my house for the next week.
Where are they sleeping?
And you having just
house. I know where they're sleeping. Are they sleeping in your room?
Yes, they're sleeping in my
room. So where are you sleeping?
In Sabrina's room.
Where's Sabrina sleeping?
On a cot in her brother's room.
Where's her brother sleeping?
In his bed.
Where's your wife sleeping?
In Sabrina's room with me.
In that bed? How about it's like a...
What? It's a full size.
You guys are little, though.
Yes, sure. I'll take that as a compliment.
Not that little, though. I mean, that's a small bed. I mean, I'm saying it's a small bed for two adults. I'm saying. That's all. Well, and for a week,
too. You guys
too,
are hobbits.
For a week. There's going to be a lot of tension there.
Oh, my God. I'm already.
When did they get there?
My father-in-law, you know why I had to say, wait, I'll be right back?
Why?
My father-in-law walks into the living room and goes, you don't have a remote control for the TV in the bedroom. I'm like, well, I definitely do. Like, it's not there. I've looked everywhere. So I walk in and I'm looking all over for it. And I'm like, and I could see that the blanket's been folded over, like they were getting ready to go into the bed and flip the blanket over.
Right.
So of course I just flip the blanket right over and there's the TV remote. Uh-huh. I'm like, pretty sure you had it on the bed. Right. I didn't put it there. Mm-hmm. Sure you didn't. Okay. I'll see you guys later. Enjoy your shows.
What night is this so far?
They came on Tuesday, okay. So this is going to be night three tonight.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. I don't know.
Wish me luck.
Good luck,
Wanda.
That's
really all I have to say.
I'll be extra nice to you this week.
I know. Seriously. I need it. I need extra nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm a trooper. That's what I keep saying. I'm a trooper. I'm a good person.
Right. You keep telling yourself, hey, I'm a good person. I'm helping people out. I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to yell at anybody.
Oh, I yell at them constantly.
You yell at your in-laws?
Not really. But, you know. Inside, I'm yelling. I tell them to get out a lot. Just go away. I'm like, just
on your
away.
Inside or in real life?
Sometimes a little both.
They may
my
not
father
hear
walked in,
so well.
When my father-in-law walked into the living room when I was getting ready to do the show, I said, this room is off limits to you right now.
Oh, man. I'm so
just
happy
go in your room.
I don't talk to my in-law very often. support. And yeah,
they're very nice people. I joke, but they happen to be very nice people.
Sure.
They're very good
of
for
course.
My wife and I. But you know, I have a little house, and
it's a stressful situation.
And there's only so many people you could squeeze into it. But you know, if you've ever seen that show Tiny House Nation, where those people live in those 350 square foot homes. Uh-huh. Yeah, those are bigger than my house. So
the 350 square feet is bigger than your house?
Yeah. Yeah. You were here a week ago.
But how is 300? Your house is bigger than 350 square feet.
It's called a joke.
Well, is that a joke, Shipwreck?
I'm sure it's a joke.
I just didn't know if he was bad at math. I was trying to be nice.
Right. So I'm sorry. Yes. Ha ha, joke. Ha 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 ha. I'm being nice.
Never mind.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing at your joke. Wombat, how about some show feedback? Some nice show feedback.
You put it on. Well, people really didn't say much about the last show, so I'm assuming it just wasn't very good.
Well, the word was out that Shipwreck wasn't on, and they didn't listen to it.
Sure. And you didn't sticky it to that little section in the show thread.
Did I screw it up again?
Okay. Yeah. So.
All right, sorry.
And that tends to throw people off when leaving comments.
All right, my bad.
Lickchan has to say, enjoyed this Counter-Strike GO gambling discussion from last week, and destruction. Need reactions to Valve and Twitch's responses.
Yeah, I mean, they had to do that.
Yeah, they basically shut everything down.
I didn't realize, I don't know if you guys realize this, but that was in the Valve terms of use that you can't use their API for gambling, I guess. But they knew it was being used. It wasn't like some big secret. They didn't know these sites existed. They just decided now to enforce that, I guess.
I don't know.
Got too hot to handle?
I think when it was being done in a sort of underground, not hurting anybody.
So these guys just fucked it over for everybody, basically.
Yeah.
For Valve, for the 11-year-olds who like to watch this and spend and lose their money on it.
I guess.
For the other website owners, like Wombat. I mean, oh, I said too much. It's pretty interesting. And Twitch said that they're not going to allow the streaming of that, of any, they don't allow the streaming of content that violates the content owner's terms of use. So that's not allowed in Twitch anymore. So there it is. Boom. So you're.
So where is it allowed? That way we know where to make money.
YouTube loves it.
Okay.
I don't know what YouTube thinks about it, to be honest, but they seem to allow a lot there. So maybe. I got some Watch This Bitches for you.
I see you have like a whole bunch of stuff on there.
Not for you, Shipwreck and Wombat, because I don't think you would like either of these. Either you would like either of these movies, but maybe the audience would like it. So The Lobster is with Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell. Oh, you know about The Lobster.
Yes, I know about The Lobster.
So this is still in the theater, I think. We just saw it last weekend.
I thought it was on video on demand.
Could be. We saw it in the theater.
Did you see it, the one by your house? Because it seems like the kind of theater that would show
it. It was the one in Roslyn, which is similar chain, mm-hmm. tiny little theater that only old people go to because mm-hmm. it's only indie movies. So this is a really weird-ass movie. It's a really dark comedy. And I only give you just like the briefest of descriptions of it because I think it's worth checking out and I don't want to spoil it. But it's like a dystopian future where single people are basically, you're not allowed to be single, basically, and you have to go to this spa resort and meet somebody. And if you don't, you get turned into an animal. You get to,
of your choosing.
Yeah, of your choosing. That's pretty much all you need to know. I thought it was really interesting. And
what animal would you change into?
That's a good question. You know, I never once thought of that. I thought about this movie a lot, and that was one question that I never thought of. Wow. How about like an eagle?
I don't know.
Eagle sounds pretty good.
Sure.
Flying sounds good, and mm-hmm. being like up top of the food chain. Or not top of the food chain, but like high
top
up.
Top enough.
Top enough. What about you?
I honestly, I asked the question. I didn't really think about it too much.
Wombat, obviously. Duh.
Wombat sounds reasonable. They have pretty thriving lives in the outback. Also, raccoons, when they're not getting hit by cars, they, you know.
I've seen too many raccoon insides to choose that.
If you don't get hit by a car, you don't have too much to worry about, and you're pretty. You have opposable thumbs without having to be a monkey.
Wow, you really got a lot of reasons.
Why wouldn't you want to be a monkey?
Because being a monkey sucks. They like murder each other. Monkeys are like crazy. No one wants to be a monkey. And a monkey, like an actual monkey with the prehensile tail monkey, they get eaten by everything. They're like snacks to bigger animals. You don't want to be a monkey.
Interesting. Well, anyway, the movie's called The Lobster. If you like my recommendations in the past.
What is Shipwreck going to be?
Oh, yeah, Shipwreck.
A bobcat.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. Maybe a moose. Moose? Who attacks a moose? No one attacks a moose.
Humans?
Yeah, that's about it, right? But the humans would attack a bobcat, too.
I feel like I'd be able to get away a little quicker as a bobcat.
Maybe.
Good call. I saw another movie. This one we rented on Apple TV. It's called Kung Fu Elliot. It's a documentary. It's pretty funny. I don't want to tell you again. Like, I hate to tell. I don't want to spoil it for people because it's. But the premise on this one is they follow around this Canadian martial arts guy who makes these low budget action movies, and he's just pretty weird. And I don't want to. Yeah, that's all I want to say. Watch the trailer,
you'll be fine. Movie I saw.
No. I don't.
I saw Gem in the Holograms.
Why? Stop wasting your time.
Let me finish. My wife wanted to watch it. She put it on in the living room. This was before my in-laws were here. After the first half hour, I made it a half hour in before I got up and left. I was like, this is so bad. It is so bad. It is so bad for so many reasons. And it may have quite possibly the worst dead father in the history of cinema.
What does that even mean?
Like, a big chunk of the movie is Jem or Jerrica, those fans of Jem and the Holograms. Like, he's looking at old footage and recalling memories of the past of her father.
Oh, okay.
And her father, because the father's dead, and the father left her all of these, like, things, like all these videos and clues and a robot just for her. But she has a sister. And the sister was left nothing.
I can't believe you're telling us the plot of Gem and the Holograms right now.
It's not the plot. They never address the fact that there's a sister and the father apparently hated her and wanted absolutely nothing to do with her. But Gem is special and needs to embrace her gifts and all sorts of nonsense. And I'm like, you're the worst father ever. As the father of two.
Is that why he walked out?
I'm like, it started to make me angry and I left the room.
Nice. Was it outrageous?
It was truly, truly, truly belongs in an outhouse.
All right. How about, is there any kind of read this bitches this week?
I did read Vision number 3 Shipwreck.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, this week may have been the best week ever of Marvel Unlimited, like all the comic books I read. They all released new versions of, you know, the newest ones that they would release this week. So they Vision came out, and the new Guardians of the Galaxy, the new all-new X-Men, the new all-new Avengers, which I like a lot. That happens to be really good. And the new Captain America is also very good. The Sam Wilson Captain America, they do a good job with that. Issue 3 of Vision, although I don't love it as much as you do, is my favorite issue of the series yet, so I'll say that.
Is Tony Stark in that one a bunch?
Yes.
Okay.
Tony Stark is there when they help with the building.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one. The spray painting.
I agree. Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So, there you go.
Nice.
Cheapy still needs to read those.
I
forgot how to read, I think.
But it was a good week for Marvel Unlimited. They also finished the Secret War that they just did. They finally have all 9 issues up of that now. So you can read that. The whole Battle World Doctor Doom nonsense.
It's pretty cool.
All right. If you had been holding off for all 9 issues to be there, now it's there.
Beautiful. How about some new releases, Shep?
Sure. That Ghostbusters game came out.
Did you play?
I do not have it.
Oh, I do.
Let's hear it.
Here's the thing. And I did play it before reading Justin. I played some of it before reading Justin McElroy's review, so I went into it fairly blind. And yes, it plays the Ghostbusters song like nonstop. So, you know, the game starts off, it has a cutscene, it's pretty boring. Then it has like some still, and you choose your characters and you go into it, and it's kind of like Gauntlet, but Ghostbusters. That's how I would describe it.
Okay.
And the first mission takes place, you're in a haunted house, you're shooting ghosts. It's fairly short, it's like 15 minutes at most, if I'm stretching it, maybe 15 minutes. And you go, and it's relatively quick, and you fight the boss, and you level up your character. And I'm like, it's not the worst thing I've ever played. For $50, the game has some balls on it, because it has no bells and whistles. There's really not much polish to it graphically. The backgrounds themselves are fairly bland, and there's not much to see. But I'm like, you know, if it's kind of like this, if it's relatively fast paced and it moves and you're leveling up your character, I could see some appeal to it at like when it eventually hits like $15. Then I got to the second level. And I played the second level for like 45 minutes and it hadn't ended yet. It just kept going. And the backgrounds never really changed. It was just, it just felt endless and it was dull and I didn't care anymore and I just turned it off.
Justin finished it.
I'm in awe of the fact that he finished the game because I couldn't make it through the second level.
Yeah. Well, they're just fulfilling their contractual obligations.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone, yeah.
Or loses.
I don't think
money.
Anyone listening to this was going to buy it. I just can't believe that $50. Why?
Well, that's part of the contract.
I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's why.
It has to be, right?
Yeah. They're just ticking boxes, you know, ticking off check boxes,
mm-hmm.
and trying to spend as little money as possible in doing so. I think that's... Didn't Shipwreck, you said that this is the last game of their value line?
I'm pretty sure this is the last one out of that Activision division. I think that division is closing down.
Oh, yeah. So they're going out with a bang.
Yeah, the licensed games division that was, I think they were in Minnesota or something like that, Minneapolis.
Okay.
That's in Minnesota.
All right, what else we got this week? I don't know how to respond to that.
More geography?
Right.
We have Song of the Deep came out. That's the one that's exclusive to GameStop at retail, but it's out for downloadable as well for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
The game looks interesting.
PC as well, probably. I don't know. Yeah, PC as well.
It's made by Insomniac, yes.
It's the Insomniac Metroid-style underwater game. It looks like for $15, it looks pretty good. I think it has like around a 65 on Metacritic right now.
Mm.
GameStop bias. They don't like GameStop. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Why would people care?
What did Game Informer give it? A 300 out of 100?
I don't know. I may check it out at some point, but I'm busy playing Overwatch. What else we got?
We have Video Ball. Came out for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
I almost bought that.
What is that?
It's Tim Rogers' esports game. It's Tim Rogers' iDarb.
Mm.
You know iDarb?
Mm-hmm. I have that game.
Yeah, I know. It's cool. We were just playing that. I want to get this. I played it. It's fun. It's just, it's like an...
Yeah, video ball's
it's
fun.
It's an abstract
basically,
sport.
It's basically two-player, I don't know, hockey type of
you
thing.
Play two, no, it's two-on-two.
Right. That's what I meant. I meant two-on-two, not two-player. Two players per team. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's just top-down. You are arrows, and there is a circle, and you're trying to get it to the other side to score a goal.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's fun. It's very minimalistic. If I remember correctly, you depending on how long you held down the button is how long you like how much power the ball had behind it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of mechanics to it. Apparently, they looked at a lot of different sports and tried to incorporate something from all of them. Check it out, maybe.
I'm looking at images now.
Yeah, it's.
It seems like it's meant for couch co-op. It's that type of thing.
Yeah. And there's some online stuff, too. What else we got here?
It's got some squares in there.
Yeah, it's like squares and triangles. All the shapes are represented.
Wow.
Anything else? What's this Carmageddon game? Is it fantastic?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Carmageddon.
Wasn't that on last week or 2 weeks ago? What happened?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Anything else here? No. Okay. Fine, then. Let's do Wombat's news and stuff.
What?
Oh, wait. There is something there. There's Fru. Fru came out.
What's Fru?
Fru is Kinect's last great game, I guess.
Oh, this was the game that has been in development for a long time. And then when they got the news that Microsoft is dropping the Kinect from the bundles, they were like, oh, shit.
It's getting really great reviews,
really?
Though. Yeah, like it's like an 85 or something like that.
It's Tetris with your body, is that it?
No, not really. It's
Is it a platformer?
It's a platformer that you play like you hold the controller in one hand and you move the character and jump with a trigger. Well, you move the character with like an analog stick and then you jump with the trigger. But you have to create areas for that character.
I remember this game. Wow, this has been around forever.
Yeah. This has been, I think it was E3 2 years ago.
No, but I feel like I remember the tech demo for this game.
Yeah, it's been in development for a while. But
it's getting good reviews,
apparently,
right?
Yeah, it's getting good reviews. It looks fun. Like, the whole idea is it's a minimalistic, like, I use that word twice now in this episode. But
at least
the
now
platforming
we have a
is simple. And
Ship Bucket?
But you're like, have to make shapes with your body to get you through puzzles and everything. And it's all like you do one screen and then that's the level and you go on to another screen and you figure out that level. So I don't know. It sounds fun.
Yep. I'm looking at the GIFs right now. Looking good.
Fru. It has an 84 on Metacritic currently.
Anything else?
Which for a Kinect is like a billion.
Yeah. Right. Pretty much.
Wombat's news and stuff. Have you been following this the Warner Brothers YouTube scandal, quote unquote?
That they paid, what game was it? I already forgot already.
Shadows of Mordor,
which was a good game. They didn't even have to do it, I guess.
Right.
At least not for review scores. But they paid famous YouTubers at the time to promote the game, basically.
Right.
Say nice things, make videos about
it. And they asked them to hide the disclosure in the like the description below the fold so that you would only say, I think below the fold. I might just have made that up. But in the description for sure. So that, you know, most people don't look at the description when they're consuming these videos. And PewDiePie was like the big name behind it. He got most of the money because he's the big guy.
Because he gets most of the money.
That's where the money goes, to him. That's how this game works. So I don't know. He says that he did nothing wrong because he put the disclosure in as is required. Does the FTC really have like a lot of power to? Like, what do they do? Is this just basically pointing out that they didn't comply with one of their guidelines, and there's no like criminal activity here, right?
I guess you could go after them.
Who yeah. could?
I guess you could go after them
but
with
who?
Sanctions
who could
or
go
something.
After them?
The FCC.
Yeah.
Do they do that?
Confine them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For not disclosing that they were paid to endorse a product?
Right. Yeah. And he's saying he's not a game reviewer, so he did nothing wrong, but I think the rule doesn't really...
I don't think PewDiePie did anything wrong in this situation.
I think it doesn't even matter.
What's right.
That's like, just another, isn't this another case just like the guys with the Counter-Strike Go skin sites, where if they just sit, why not just disclose it? It's not going to affect anything.
Like how I said I got a free copy of Ghostbusters and that game is terrible.
Well, you didn't even mention it was a free copy.
Yes. I thought I did.
I don't think so.
Well, I said that.
Non-disclosure.
Yeah. Although they didn't pay me, which is the difference.
Right. Not enough anyway.
Yeah. They should have. If they paid me, 10 out of 10.
Right, do you think PewDiePie, like, I don't know a lot about PewDiePie, but do you think his audience would really care if he said at the beginning of the video, hey, Warner Brothers sponsored me to talk about this video? I mean, that's all you have to say. And I think nobody would give two shits.
But you don't even have to say that, though. He did what he had
I
to
know,
do.
But I'm just saying to avoid any question of impropriety.
But do you think, Shipwreck, he did what he had to do, but do you think he was still burying it in a way, hoping, knowing that no one would notice?
I'm sure there was a little bit of that, but at the same time, nobody's tuning into his videos to find out if Warner Brothers sponsored that.
That's what I mean. It wouldn't affect him anyway if he just came out and said it.
Wasn't he doing videos about the game?
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's nothing like the other.
You'd have to say that before every video of his, probably. Right.
Why not just Conan say it? Yeah.
It's the same thing with the Conan O'Brien Coolest Gamer stuff. They only do games that
pay them.
Yeah, when he gets paid to do that.
Yeah. I saw we were at E3 at the, what was that, the Sony VR event at E3, right? And Conan mm-hmm. was there on stage mm-hmm. being interviewed on, I think it was YouTube. Maybe Jeff Keighley was involved.
It was Jeff Keighley was interviewing him, yeah.
And he was answering questions, and one of the questions was, how do you choose the games that go on that segment? And I was sitting right in the audience, and I'm like, well, is he going to answer truthfully, or is he going to bullshit? What do you think he did, Wombat?
Whoever pays me the most money.
Nope.
Oh.
He fucking bullshitted. He said he,
really?
He said the guy, well, maybe he didn't bullshit. He has like a guy who works with him, right? So he's like, oh, he chooses the games. So he wasn't like entirely untruthful because, you know, he chooses them because they got paid to choose them. I don't know. Yeah, he didn't really come clean, did he?
No, he did not.
Where's that scandal? All right, how about some hot Sony action here? I never heard of either of these games.
What is that?
They're two of the limited run games. You know those? Are you familiar
yes.
with that product?
They put out physical copies of games that are normally just digital games.
Yeah, and they sell out immediately.
It's a limited run.
Go up in value. It's a limited run.
So what made you pick up these two?
I've been picking up all the PS4 ones that they put out.
What's the thought process behind that?
They're available.
You have a lot of empty shelves still?
I have some empty shelves. I don't know.
That's what I thought.
I actually had Zio Drifter from something on the Vita. It was probably a free game at some point or something. But I played through that. Zio Drifter is a nice little Metroid style of retro looking game.
Cool.
It only takes like, it doesn't take that long to get through, maybe 3 hours or so. But I enjoyed that. And then I've been playing a little bit of Lost Sea, which also came out for Xbox One.
I don't know that one.
Lost Sea, it's okay. It's kind of laid back. You're shipwrecked on an island. And you're wandering around and you have to find these tablets. And it's kind of like a top-down, like Diablo Lite style game. And you find other survivors and they buff your abilities. Like you find a guy who can open up chests and a guy who can build bridges. And so you get your little team together and you walk around and find the stuff and you kind of move along in like a board game type of thing is the overall map. So once you find these tablets that let you move on to the next island, that tablet will tell you how many rolls of the dice you have to, and that's what islands you can choose to go to.
Gotcha.
It's perfectly acceptable.
All right. If you say so.
But it's not going to blow your skirt up, Chibi.
How'd you know I was wearing a skirt?
You get hot a lot.
I do. It's true. right, let's talk about Nintendo, because that's where all the action is this week.
That is, yes. Nintendo is back, everybody. Don't worry, they have stumbled their way into money.
Somehow.
Mr. Magoo did.
So who's playing, right? Who's playing Pokemon Go?
Everybody is.
Out of us. I don't care. My mom's not playing.
I played it the day it came out.
I'm playing it.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
So what are you doing in that game? Because I only played it. I don't even think I ever hit even level 5. So.
Oh, okay. So you haven't done anything.
No, I collected some Pokemons, and then I went to work and said, "Okay, I did that."
And I know, Cheapy, you already deleted it off your phone.
Yeah, I could tell.
I haven't deleted it from my phone yet, though. I'll say that much.
I mean, it. That's the majority of it, is wandering around and finding Pokemon and throwing the Pokeballs at them.
It's such... There's a game missing somewhere.
So what do I do mostly with the gyms? What am I supposed to do?
The gyms, you battle at the gyms.
But do you actually fight, or does it for you?
No, it's a very simple fight. Like when the monster that you're fighting against, the Pokemon, when it turns yellow, that means it's going to attack, and you can swipe left or right to evade the attack. Mm. And then you just tap on your Pokemon to do the basic attack.
Now, are you fighting other people in the world, or?
You're fighting other people's Pokemon that they have captured these gyms.
Okay.
Or there's three different factions in the game, and if your faction already has that gym, then you can fight and train your character as well.
All right, then.
What?
People aren't wrong.
I have a dumb question. Why is this the biggest thing in the world?
A lot of it's nostalgia. A lot of it is that everybody has a cell phone.
And that the game is free.
Except for kids.
But it's free. I don't know. It encourages you to actively go do something, I think, is a big part of it.
I think for a lot of people, it's the first time they're seeing an AR game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's the first game I've seen where AR thing that's done. You know, the 3DS, when it launched, had that AR game.
Right.
That little helicopter shooting game.
Yep. Face shooters. Right.
Face shooters, which I actually liked better. But
it's more of a game.
Well, I think a big part of this, it's not your traditional augmented reality as well, of just being sure, it does the thing where the Pokemon is in my living room or whatever. But I think the more interesting augmented reality part of it is the real world maps that you're going around to find these things.
Yeah, no, I think that there are some really cool ideas, and I'm glad that people are enjoying it. And I mean that. I'm not being facetious or sarcastic. It's amazing how it captured, you know, I like to use the word zeitgeist and I overuse it, but man, did this cat, is if ever that word was appropriate.
Yeah, of course. It did. It totally did.
It's crazy. I took that picture, I put it on Twitter today, of the food stand that show us your Pokemon Go avatar and get free chips with your sandwich. This is crazy.
Yeah, that's the Red Robins do that as well. They have a get $10 off your $30 order.
Did you hear how people small businesses are using the app to, what they do is they buy bait.
Yeah, that's the idea, I'm sure.
Yeah, the lures.
Yeah, the lures to get people into their businesses.
Yeah, that's the whole, that they built that into the game on purpose. I mean, that's.
So small businesses would do it?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know.
This game has been around for a while.
I don't know if that was Nintendo's intention.
Nintendo had nothing to do with this game, except they own 33% of the IP. You think Nintendo was involved in the creation?
I'm
going to
say I don't think that was the developer's intention, that it would be used for businesses. Oh,
that Ingress game has been out for a while.
Yes, these guys are.
So they tested the waters with this. It's just that nobody cared about it. Well, people cared about Ingress, but not to the whole world caring about it.
Right. It's just like, and if they made if they made that Transformers movies, those recent Transformers movies, and they called it something that wasn't Transformers, nobody would give two shits. Right? If this was called Frank's Journey. Frank's
Balls.
It's
hard to compare this to anything. Because there's never been this thing.
Well, there has been this like thing. What did we just talk about? How this thing.
Not to this level.
What is it? It's a fucking map overlay and.
No, I mean the popularity.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
The popularity of this is unlike anything I've.
It can be gone in 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah, and that's what's going to be
crazy. It's not
going
to be, though. They've, like, first of all, the servers suck right now because they vastly underestimated the. Like, how could you, estimate
more users than Twitter? I mean, that's.
Right.
Yeah.
In a week. There's no way they could have planned for this. Like, the fact that it still works.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Like, 50% of the time.
It's pretty impressive.
It's pretty
amazing. But a lot of people will hit that, see it doesn't work, and delete it off their phones. Like me.
But it still works. Like, it works well enough.
It locked up on me like two or three.
Oh, it locks up to, like, I've had a stretch where it just locks up every time I
catch
it.
It's just like, all right, at the very least, maybe I'll check in at a later date to see if when they've added more game.
But, like, they haven't even, like, you know, there's customizable options coming because when you're creating your character, you can, like, pick, like, three shirts. Like
nothing. So what's the first major company that makes their own version of this game? What do you think the first clone's going to be that's viable? Not Pokemon. Like, what's the next license?
Oh, that can make that actually people will play?
That actually people will play. Yeah. Yes.
I think Disney could pull it off pretty easily.
Disney Go?
Star Wars?
Well, that would, I
find
guess,
Kylo
that
Ren's.
That could also fall under Disney.
Something,
They could do it all. They could do Marvel, too.
Apparently.
We're going to see a lot of these, obviously, now.
What is?
We're going to see a lot of these, obviously, now.
Yeah, right? We're going to see a whole bunch. Ooh, GoFinity.
Yeah, it's too late for Infinity. That's gone.
Well, they own the name. They could do whatever they want with it.
I guess Michael Pachter predicts four months before people lose interest. According,
that's a long. That's a longer window than I would give it. So, sure.
Well, I mean, what does that even mean? People lose interest.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
when is it?
Even if like half of these people, even if it's like 75% of these people lose interest,
right? It's fine. Yeah, it doesn't. It looks like this game costs $2 to make. Pretty much.
Well, I'm sure it costs
more than $2.
I think the technology behind it is probably somewhat time consuming.
It looks like it does not look like a big budget mobile game at all. Does it? Am I wrong? Am I crazy? I mean, even
I
the art looks like garbage.
Some of what it does is impressive. The GPS technology isn't.
Dude, come on. GPS technology.
Yeah, it's there.
Big deal. All
right.
I'm not going to undersell this game because even if we don't quite think it's fantastic,
who cares?
Which I think
Transformers. Those Transformers movies made billions of dollars. People love them. They're garbage.
It's not that. If people are enjoying this game, why would I take that?
Right, no, that's fine. That's
there are
fine.
Such large groups of people just out wandering.
Good
around
for them. They could do that without
getting
that
into car accidents, walking off cliffs, finding dead bodies.
Right,
right. They're doing it all. They're out there living their lives.
Yep, meeting in the park. You know what's weird? I haven't seen anyone in my town. Like, I don't see no one at the train station. It's surprising to me.
That's surprising to me as well.
Yeah.
I see constant.
It's weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just my town. Like, my town is like the polka dead zone.
I was thinking of, like, getting, like, a big pile of shit and, you know, hiding it somewhere and then buying the lures and putting it right near the shit. And then take pictures of people discovering the shit. Is that a good idea or a great idea?
Well, you'd have to do it as a Pokestop.
Yeah, whatever. Pokestop, Pokeshit, whatever you need. As long as people come to my shit, then I'm happy. I feel like there's some comedy to be had somewhere by luring people to places, like to funny places.
I think you're thinking about mugging.
No, I said funny.
People did that.
I said comedy. That's not funny. Can't we do something funny to people, to these people?
I think it would be getting people to step in everybody.
Well, maybe not that. I said something. Think of something better.
I don't know. What you see, I could see like a talk show doing the Pokestop, but at the Pokestop, there's like some sort of major celebrity, and people freak out
so
when they
annoying.
Get there.
I'm already sick of it.
There's, look, it's George Clooney.
Oh,
I'm trying to catch a Pokemon. George Clooney, you're just like us.
When you see, like, the fucking Marines start posting, like, Pokemon stuff, it's time to just wrap it up.
I just can't believe it. Every single family member I have and coworker has asked me about this Pokemon thing.
My architect asked me about it. And I was like, fuck you. And I hung up. No. I explained it to him. And then he went on not caring. Hey, look, if you enjoy it, enjoy it. That's what I say. I didn't enjoy it. I deleted it. I don't know. I also have a filter on my Twitter, so I don't have to see any posts about it. And there are people.
I'm almost level 10.
What's that?
I'm almost level 10.
Do you know what's interesting is that there are people who, when they write Pokemon on Twitter, they go through the extra effort of putting that accent on the E. That's pretty impressive. I had to put in two
AP style does not include that accent.
What doesn't?
AP style?
They don't, huh?
No, the AP had to put out a post about what the proper way that they were going to write Pokemon Go was.
I had to put in two filters so I could catch them all. Hey, thank you. The other big Nintendo news was they just announced today the new NES Mini, which is like one of those retro consoles that you, I guess, see in Bed Bath & Beyond, except I assume it's a better quality. And it comes with controllers, right?
One controller.
I assume those are going to be like, those will be good, like regular Nintendo controllers.
Yeah, if it's all Nintendo, you know, licensed slash made, then did, I would assume.
It seemed like they were selling extra ones for $10.
Yeah.
How is that, how's that possible?
Uh-huh. Maybe,
seems
maybe
cheap.
They're shitty.
Or maybe they're just $10.
So it comes with 30 games and it's $60.
Yep. And it plugs into your TV via HDMI. So artisan cables.
I think, yeah, I think they'll probably sell a lot of these this holiday season. It seems like
I want one. I don't have any of those games, and my children have never played them.
I don't think I'd want one. I played a lot of those games, a lot.
I could see my kids getting into it, and I could see it being something fun for us to play together. Some, you know, not every one of those games, but some of them. All the Mario Brothers, all four of them. I could see that being a thing.
More things in the entertainment system.
Donkey Kong Jr.
Do you have a lot of room in your entertainment system left?
Actually, yeah, because the 360 isn't there anymore.
Aha. This is a lot smaller.
So, it definitely.
I don't have much interest in this thing, but I
why would you?
Get that I'm
out. Yeah, you have right. You already have a modified thing in all the games, I'm sure, plus 150, so.
Well, yeah, and this isn't going to play them as well as what I have.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's just emulation, right?
This isn't for you. You are the 1% when it comes to these kind of
oh,
things.
Oh, no, I understand that these are meant to sell in Walgreens and Bed Bath & Beyond and Target.
Mm-hmm. So you sound so depressed about that.
It's good. I like.
Are you
it.
Like Quentin Tarantino, like who only thinks that movies should be seen on big screens?
Yeah,
and, like,
he's like upset that everyone is going to be able to play Super Mario Brothers on their TV again.
Everybody can already do that.
That's true.
But $60 is sure. That's a fine price point to get 30 pretty good games.
So do you think this is considered hardware or an accessory? How is Best Buy going to view this?
Oh, this is hardware.
Those bad.
What's the difference?
20% off or not?
You get 20% off on accessories.
You don't get off accessories.
Not the accessories. It's true.
Figures.
Yeah, I always confuse it because of the figures.
Right. That would be good. 20% off on accessories would be like.
That'd be baller.
That's what you want.
Maybe next year.
Let's see.
I think they're. I don't know. I wish they would have had a way to access the virtual console, but I guess that eats into their Wii U market. Like that's my problem with this thing is that
it's not a con. I mean, this is like you said, it's a Walgreens 30, thing.
Yeah.
This is a plug and play
games.
For everybody
who has
for people who don't own a console, but had a Nintendo when they were children. That's who
it's
this
a Christmas
is.
It's a Christmas present.
Yeah. It's a Christmas
it's
present.
It's a perfect
it
Christmas present. It's everything you need in one package. You don't have to worry about it. Someone needing to buy more games for it. It's very simple. It's a very smart idea. It is not for you, but it's a very smart idea.
Right. Especially when you got nothing going on this holiday season in the video game.
Is that this is what they have going on this holiday season?
Pretty great.
Mm-hmm. It'll sell well, I'm sure.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it'll sell out.
Mm-hmm.
At, I can't read anymore. Nye First One says, I recall Wombat was a Master System kid. Does he have any interest in getting the mini NES? Oh, we just talked about that.
Yes. And yes, I was a Master System kid. Yeah. And I played Ghostbusters on that. And that game was better than the Ghostbusters game I played this week.
I want to play, did you play the last generation Ghostbusters game?
I have it, but I've never played it. The 360 one?
There were two of them.
The one with that had all the real voice actors and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there was a top-down one.
Sanctum of Slime. Yeah,
not that. Okay. You didn't play that one?
Nope.
No, I played both of them.
It was good. The real one.
The real one, yeah. No, yeah, it was good. It was a good game. It was fun.
That one, they cheaped out on the Ghostbusters theme. You only got it at the end, and it cuts off before it even gets going. I was so disappointed. Okay. Oh, PC Corner. So I read this review of the new 1080. That's the big boy graphics card, Wombat. That's like the top of the line NVIDIA card.
Okay.
That's the one that's, like they said, has a ridiculous amount of performance at like a reasonable price.
And?
So Rock Paper Shotgun, which is a PC gaming site, put out their review of
it. I'm familiar.
And they said, while, yes, it's very powerful, it was kind of underwhelming in a way, and they were disappointed because they were expecting this to be able to run at 4K and run it smooth like butter. But the reality is even when they ran it at lower resolutions, but stuff that's above 1080p, so like at 1440p, which is, you know, probably a lot more common than 4K, they said it could have been smoother. They noticed like some hitching going on that they didn't notice when they ran at 1080p. So it sort of didn't live up to the hype for them. So I'm feeling good now that I didn't buy it when I saw it at Best Buy. I'm patting myself on the back, doing a victory lap. So I just wanted to point that out because people do ask me about that. And I thought that was interesting. And I know you are very excited, Wombat, about the new Overwatch character that's coming.
So this character is out now, but only for PC?
No, it's out only on the testing server on PC.
Oh, okay.
So you can play it, but I don't know. I haven't been able to play it because people queue up and it's a lot of people. And yeah, I haven't been able to get it going.
But does it release on everything at the same time when it's not in testing?
I don't know if they've announced that yet. But it's going to probably be around the same time. I think they're probably sensitive to that, but who knows?
I'm very curious to see how they handle that.
Right. I did not like your tweet that you tweeted.
That tweet was hysterical.
It was not. I thought it was inaccurate.
I think it was masterful at getting you upset.
It was.
And that was the intention.
What was the tweet? So people can...
I forget already.
He said, oh, I see that Overwatch is patching in a new hero. They should also
a new character.
They should also patch in a personality.
No word yet on when they're patching in a personality.
No, sorry. I didn't mean to.
Don't step on my jokes.
I didn't mean to ruin your jokes. The fact is, though, Wombat, and I think that people who play the game, they would all agree with me. They may not think the game's perfect, but I think
Overwatch announced a new character. Still no word on when they will be patching in personality.
Great. The point is, Wombat, that the game has a lot of personality and the characters have a lot of personality.
I think the game has tons of personality. I think Cowboy Guy with Guns just reeks of personality, as does Ghost Guy with Guns. And
there's no ghost.
There's a gorilla.
Ghost Guy with Guns? Oh,
yeah,
Reaper?
The Grim Reaper guy. Yeah. He's got guns.
Right, he does have guns.
There's Gorilla Guy.
Okay. He doesn't have a gun.
Gorilla Guy with no guns.
He has an electrical
shaft. Holds something that shoots something out of it.
Yeah.
He has a gun.
Okay. It's not a gun, though.
Sure, it's not a gun.
Go on. It's funny. They have funny lines, they say. They're appealing to look at. I think that the game has a lot of personality, and that's why it sold like 8 million copies.
It
may not have a deep story that you can get, you know, sink your teeth into, but I think it has a lot of personality.
And there's no persistence.
Well, but so what? That's not personality. I'm just taking issue with your tweet, Wombat.
I see that. And now you
did you want to apologize for the tweet?
No, I will not apologize.
I thought I had to ask just in case for the Overwatch faithful.
No.
I was upset by that. tweet.
I know. That's why that's why I made the tweet.
I told Esteban, I had a discussion with Esteban today at lunch. I said, could you believe that Wombat tweeted this thing? Don't you? And he, you know, he likes Overwatch. He's like, maybe what's he talking Saturday. About? The game's got a ton of personality.
Maybe on Saturday, if you get me enough drinks.
Yeah, what?
I'll apologize. I have to get good and smack.
I don't even know who you would apologize to.
Exactly. I'll be apologizing to everyone if I have enough drinks.
Oh, yeah. So the sniper looks cool. I like a sniper that can heal you. It seems cool.
Sure, why not?
I like playing the support character, so... But I'm not a good sniper, so we'll have to see.
I've been playing more Far Cry Primal, speaking of snipers.
Really?
Yep, that game is awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, good. I'm glad
I
you
played
like
a
it.
Whole chunk of it over the weekend because the weather was lousy on Saturday.
I thought you were going to be bored and give up.
Nope. I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
Ship, you didn't play that one.
No.
For $20, it's definitely, you know, well worth it.
Okay.
The only thing that's not good in that game is the mammoth missions, which were the downloadable ones, the pre-order bonus ones. They're terrible. And there's no DLC coming for this game. So you don't have to worry about the season pass or anything like
just
that.
The
game
one.
Is the game.
Yeah, just get the cheapest.
Yeah, so you just have to get the cheapest game version of the game out there. It was pretty cheap during Prime Day. Prime Day. I don't know what accent that was, no, it's a lot of fun now that I've put in like a good 6 hours in it or so. I'm enjoying, you know, once you unlock the decent skills, the game becomes a lot more fun. So like I highly recommend, once you can get unlimited running, that kind of a thing, and try to unlock as many checkpoints, you know, fast travel spots as you can. But it has, you know, it has a lot of that same Far Cry feel. You know, you want to get into an area and sneak around and take out all the guys and take out the area. Make sure you take out, you know, there are no alarms. Instead, it's two guys with horns. So you got to take out the two guys.
Game
with horns
changer
first.
Right there.
But it's cool because I have a Black Panther and I can use my Black Panther and tell him who to attack. And that's a stealth kill because they don't know that there's a guy in the bushes that's telling panthers what to do.
Did you whisper to the panther?
You just kind of point and he goes where you tell him to and he attacks. And then when everyone goes to crowd around to find out why there's a panther attacking the horn guy, that's when you can take a spear and chuck it at the other horn guy. It's pretty cool. And the arrows work really well, the bow and arrow stuff. I know Shipwreck's into bow and arrow people in games.
Yeah, I'm not so into spears.
Spears, yeah. Spears I don't use as much as the bow and arrow. And I like that you could light an arrow on fire at any, you know, pretty much at any time. You don't have to be near fire, but you could also go up to a fire and use that to light your stuff on fire. I like the options that they give you. Like, do I want to use a piece of flint to light this on fire, or do I want to just wait until I find fire to do it? And of course, shooting a guy with an arrow on fire, and then he lights on fire and runs around screaming, and all of the grass around him lights on fire while he's running around. That's cool. Sorry, it's cool.
You just like fire. Admit it.
I do like fire. Fire!
All right, let's do the CAG bag. I had a long day. I'm tired.
Fine.
I gotta sit down.
Right.
Long day playing those classic arcade games.
Seriously.
Eating mac and cheese. It's fucking hot today. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Thought I was in Tokyo today. It's crazy. All right. At Spunkstain asks, are you guys interested in the Ghostbusters Dimension hyper-reality experience that just opened at the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Times Square? Did you see this? Do you know about this?
I have heard of it.
It's a VR game that you play, and you wear like VR backpacks, so you're not tied to anything. And they give you a proton pack, and you bust ghosts, and it's $50.
But what if I'm afraid of ghosts?
Then you should probably shouldn't play this.
But what if I ain't afraid of ghosts?
Then you're right at home. Do you have $50?
I do not.
Then you're busted. I don't know. I do want to try
busting
it.
Busting makes me feel good.
I would do this. Maybe when Shipwreck comes, we could do it.
Sure.
Okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't see us going into the city when he's here, but sure.
Why not?
I don't know, because we'll have other things to do.
What could be better than virtual reality Ghostbusters.
I don't know.
As long as those girls aren't in it. I'm just kidding. I want to see the new movie. I'm thinking of,
I do too.
I don't think I have time though this weekend.
I do not.
You don't want to see it?
No, it looks terrible.
Does it?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the whole like female Ghostbusters thing.
Yeah.
It just looks like a bad movie to me.
It's hard for these Hollywood. Most Hollywood movies I have a hard time enjoying.
I watched Deadpool again last night.
That's so good. You can watch that like a million times. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's so
my wife good. Had never seen it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I bought the digital version for $7 when it, you know, for Prime Day. I'm like, oh, $7, that seems reasonable. So we watched it. And now I can watch it whenever I want.
Yep. All right. We got one more question from @HoveringWords. He asks, where do you guys think the future of mobile gaming is headed? Vita and 3DS still release good games. Lots of money to be made. Pokemon Go is the future.
Yeah, I think we saw it this week, right?
I think there's still, like, is there room for, like, a premium handheld console? If the NX, I mean, the future of mobile gaming, it depends on this NX thing, if this is really a mobile thing or not, and if it's tied into a home console, I think that could be successful. But otherwise, I don't know. You're sort of, you're competing against cell phones, which is really hard. There is, like, a small, much smaller market for a dedicated portable system. But you're not going to get people to make games for that. It needs to be like ports of other things or something. Something that's for another system that can also be played on some premium portable hardware. I don't know. Cell phones is the answer.
I mean, so Sony's out after this, right?
Yeah, I think they're done.
Yeah. Unless there's some sort of streaming device where you're streaming off your home console. Which seems like that's possible. I know people are doing that.
Okay, yeah, like just not a...
But that's not an out-of-the-house portable.
No, it is. People can stream outside of the house now.
Well, not very well.
No, they can.
Yeah?
It just depends on what your connection is, but I've seen plenty of instances of people doing it.
Yeah, I think that's what it... I think in the days where you have like a dedicated hardware chipset for a portable system, it doesn't seem like that's going to happen again. It's got to...
I mean, Nintendo can still get away with it if they want to do it.
Yeah, if anyone...
Just because they have the IP.
A Game Boy, whatever they want to call it.
Right, but there's sort of, every time they release one, it's just
the
less and less money.
The 4DS.
Right. Anyway, let's wrap things up. Let's remind everybody that we're doing a CADcast at Long Island Retro, which is on August 13th. And you can go to liretro.com to get more information and buy tickets. I think it'll be very fun. You watch us make a CADcast right in front of your face. There's not many opportunities to see this, so just check it out. liretro.com. Follow us on Twitter @GBD, @NewWombat, @Shipwreck, @VideoGameDeals. Anything else?
I did a new Uninformed Opinions this week.
About?
A restaurant that I went to.
All right.
Long time Uninformed Opinion fans will be very familiar with it.
All right. McDonald's?
McDonald's.
No.
Wendy's. Oh, it's the one where you had the problem with?
Yes.
It's a revisiting of that?
It was a revisiting you went back of there? That restaurant. I went back there because I was invited to a party there.
Interesting. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a controversy or drama?
No major drama. But some of the same problems happened again.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you want to hear about Wombat's restaurant problems, you know where to go. Uninformed Opinions. Until next week, we will, I don't know. We'll see you then.
Merge done.
Jet formation!
Jet transformation!
The aerial bots are taking their shot! Liverpool Blast and Combaticons! They can all change and be rearranged! To form a super robot, Superion! The Combaticons are warring! Onslaught is roaring! Here's one metamorph in Duragus! They all combine and kick Superion behind as a big bad battle in Bruticus!
That was brutal!
No! That was Bruticus!
Transformer Generation 2 Aerial Bots and Combaticons, each sold separately.